The Chinese government really needs to do a better job of hiding information if they're going to keep changing their story and blaming the coronavirus on other countries like Italy or the USA or Japan or whatever. While I'm not a fan of theories or unproven scenarios, it's been impossible to avoid them in the outbreak of the coronavirus, simply due to the fact that it was completely covered up in the beginning stages in China. This isn't really going to be a theory, it's just public information I found. When it broke, China was the first to jump onto the local Wuhan and Hubei government and villainize them until they had their perfect scapegoat. This was, of course, preceded with the fact that we now know it wasn't just a local issue, it was in fact the way that the Chinese government was structured that led the top-down leadership to stifle and prevent the release of any relevant information for months, which could have prevented this global pandemic. First and foremost, this is the Communist Party of China's fault. And the fact that there are people gasping for breath in their deathbed in your town is solely on the consciences of the CCP and the people who entrusted them to enter our global systems like the WHO. The thing is, after living in China for 10 years and speaking fluent Chinese, you get to know a society pretty well. And let me tell you this, if you're applauding or admiring the political leadership of China, you're all deluded beyond belief. China doesn't operate like your country. The Chinese government is a face and greed-driven government that relies on lies and bullying to maintain leadership. It's broken and fragile, so it doesn't surprise me that when I was doing my research in my last video, it wasn't hard to follow a paper trail left by the CCP themselves. In my last video, I found it very suspicious that the official Wuhan Virology Lab had a job opening from November 18th of 2019 asking for scientists to come research the relationship between the coronavirus and bats. Specifically why they carry the virus, yet are long-lived. It's no secret that longevity, as well as other ailments, are well studied in China, as can be seen by the ridiculous amounts of traditional Chinese medicines that supposedly treat them. Bear bile injections, does state-endorsed coronavirus cure anyone? Anyway, while reading this job posting, I failed to notice until the next day that another job posting followed the previous post, and this is where it got big. So when I examined the job posting, I noticed that there was actually a follow-up job posting on December 24th of 2019. And remember, this is before any news broke. Which basically says, we've discovered a new and terrible virus and would like to recruit people to come deal with it. I found this interesting because, like I said, the news didn't come out about coronavirus until ages after that. So I decided to dig a little bit more into the staff. After all, they would have published articles being scientists. Turns out, this woman, Shi Jiangli, she was the lead researcher of the lab, and she was famous for bat studies. They called her Batwoman in some circles. She even received an award for proving bats are natural reservoirs of SARS-like coronaviruses. In November 2017, all the way through 2018, she had already written three articles about how bats can transmit coronaviruses to humans. This is all public knowledge. She and her team went south to Yunnan province, all the way, deep south of China. It's very beautiful there. And she found out that SARS-like viruses originally came from bats, in fact. In 2017, from data taken from one of her studies in rural Yunnan province, she took blood samples from 218 villagers. After testing it, it showed that SARS-like viruses found in bats from nearby caves have a high potential to affect people. She predicted that humans coming into contact with bats would have a high chance of becoming infected. After blood testing the 218 villagers, she found that 6 people in Yunnan were found to be infected. She returned to Wuhan to the lab to continue studying SARS-like coronaviruses from bats for a long period of time, and this is why you can see the November 18th, 2019 job posting asking for more researchers to join the project. During this time, we don't know much, but the December 24th posting acknowledges that they've made a big discovery in human transmissibility, and they need more help to deal with it. So that's where it got kind of spooky. During my research, a name kept popping up, Huang Yanling. Huang Yanling was a researcher in the lab working on the virology of bats with Shi Jiangli, and she's missing. Most people believe her to be patient zero, and most people believe she's dead. Shi Jiangli, the head lab leader, told the government that she swears on her life that she isn't dead, nor was she infected. However, all of her info on the Wuhan lab website, where I found the job posting, it's gone. So if you look here, if you go to the actual virology website, you can see all the people that were working here or were students. They all have their bios still up, whether or not they moved on from the Wuhan lab. But if you can see, Huang Yanling's profile has completely vanished. Her picture is gone, and now her bio is gone as well. But if you go to the other students, all their bios remain intact. No one has seen her, and the government has posted a notice instead of any information about her on the lab website, stating that there were rumors of her disappearance, but she's alive and well, without giving an ounce of proof, of course. Everyone on the Chinese internet is searching for her, but most believe that her body was quickly cremated, and the people working at the crematorium were perhaps infected, as they were not given any information about the virus. It was a secret, after all. The thing is, this has sparked a massive discussion on the Chinese internet, and most of the articles get scrubbed pretty quickly, but I found a lot of good points. Now, the thing is, the CCP put up this kind of notice saying that she's totally alive and everything's okay and don't believe these rumors. But if you've been in China, you know how much the CCP actually hates rumors. And if Huang Yanling is truly alive, like they claim, why is her photo and bio removed? The other associates and graduates remain on the website even after moving to other positions at different labs or different universities. The first thing that the government would do, the CCP that I know at least, the first thing they would do to quash this rumor is to make her have a public appearance. Then people would stop talking about it. Yet people are still looking for her and can't find her. And I'm not talking about normal netizens, I'm talking about PhDs, I'm talking about scientists, I'm talking about professors. And this is where it kind of started to come together. On February 6, 2020, Xiao Boitao, he was a professor, he posted a thesis about details that he knew about, but he wasn't supposed to talk about. I see some kind of links to people like Li Wenliang who wanted to say something, but they couldn't. But Xiao Boitao, the professor, he posted the information anyway. He knew researchers at the lab that were infected, and they had already begun self-quarantine after they showed symptoms of being infected. And the majority of the researchers at the lab were already suspicious that this virus that they were coming down with was from bats. The professor directly pointed out that the main source of the virus is from the Wuhan lab, which is only 300, or actually 280 meters to be exact, from the Huanan seafood market, where it was originally claimed to have originated. He also claims that it is not a natural infection, so not something that people would have just come across in nature. He also gives a clear timeline and has information that researchers were splashed with urine and blood samples from all the bats that were collected. Not only that, he also knew exactly how many bats were collected in the lab. Now, pairing the researcher Huang Yanling's disappearance with the fact that people working in the lab claim to have been splashed with coronavirus-containing vials, and her online presence has been scrubbed from existence, all happening in a lab 280 meters away from the Huanan Seafood Market, where the lab in question had been studying bat-to-human transmissibility of coronaviruses, it's quite clear that the Chinese government needs to close its mouth and acknowledge that this in fact did come from Wuhan, Hubei, China. I did not get into any conspiracy theories. I'm not talking about bioweapons or biolabs or anything of the sort. This was all public information on the Chinese internet, published by researchers, scientists, and doctors. With the CCP's all-powerful control to hide everything it can, the truth usually still finds its way out. The Chinese government should cover their tracks better next time if you're going to blame this on Italy or the US or whatever is convenient to your narrative. The CCP's incompetence and clear understanding of the coronavirus and its danger on a scientific level, and then going on to silence those who wanted to warn the public and letting the virus spread for months is the reason the entire world is infected with a deadly pandemic. The Chinese government must be held accountable. Please make sure that you're all self-quarantining if at all possible. Most things are available for delivery, so please don't go shopping unless absolutely necessary. Make sure you're wearing a mask and gloves if you do, and disinfecting anything that has come into contact with anything. It's our job to clean up this mess, and the only way is to be responsible and not come in contact with people. This will only further the spread and put unnecessary burden on the already overstretched medical staff in your country. Thank you to everyone who is supporting me on Patreon. It's the only way I can do what I do right now, due to the demonetization of everything coronavirus related. It may dissuade people from talking about it, but the world needs to know the truth, and covering details like I have done today is the least I can do to uncover and disprove the absolute lies coming from the Chinese government right now, whose sole purpose is self-preservation. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you soon.